So the 3-3-11 approach is what I recommend for your marketing loop. And 3-3-11 essentially refers to sending three messages in the first week and then one message for the next 3 weeks. So your first month, there'll be six messages going out, and then 11 messages, one a month, so that you end up with a 12-month follow-up cycle that's much more compressed in the beginning because that's when they're most interested, but gradually tails off. So after the first month, it's just one a month. Now, you can send something every week or even more frequently if your market is really interested in what you sell and if you're able to come up with enough interesting content for them so that they're not bored, but they're actually engaged and responding and reacting to what you write. Now, certainly in my business, I could write something every day or every few days and people would still respond well to that. However, as a minimum, 3-3-11 means that you create 17 messages and you've got a whole year's worth of email to send without having to keep writing something fresh every week. Now, if it gets to a year and they haven't bought, you then have a tough call to make. Your choice is, do you keep writing additional material, one a month for the next year or two, or do you stop them altogether? There is a third option though, and some people feel really uncomfortable with this, but the third option is simply to cycle back to the beginning on a one per month cycle. And this is quite effective, surprisingly, simply because more often than not, people who haven't bought after a year haven't paid attention early on to the messages because they weren't ready. And so if you repeat those messages, they might just be ready now to carry on and contact you at some point soon. Certainly in my experience, I've had people who've been on my mailing list for 4 years before they've got in touch with me, and I've got clients who have similar experiences too. So don't be put off just because people don't buy immediately. You'll know from your own buying habits that sometimes you'll research something maybe a few weeks or even a year or two ahead of time when you need it, depending on what it is you're looking at.